Chapter 4. Words, Wine, and Wags. In early September, a photographer for a national magazine came to our home to photograph Seamus and me for an article on our story. He took several shots inside the house and then wanted to move to the back patio, which has an expansive view of the city. "Can you pick him up?" he asked. "Well, I can try, but he hates to be picked up. You'll have to shoot fast before he starts struggling." I picked Seamus up, and he fought me, just as expected. I wrestled him into position, and we faced the camera. "Turn slightly to your right." I turned. Seamus squirmed, but I held him tight. Glancing at him, though, I noticed he was blinking. "I need to turn him out of the direct sun."
"Just a few more."
In a few more clicks of the shutter, it was over. I looked at Seamus, still holding him in my arms, and I saw it. What is it with photographers and sunlight and pools of red blood in this dog's eyes? It seemed too ridiculous to be true. But by the end of the day, the eye was swollen and visibly bothering him. He was no longer blinking so much as holding the eye shut. We took him to his specialist the next day, and they increased the eye drop medication. We were up to 4 drops a day. Then, one morning shortly thereafter, I woke up and headed downstairs with Seamus following behind me as usual. When I turned on the kitchen light and looked down at him, I was horrified. His eye had swollen to nearly the size of a golf ball. I had been hoping for more time. I had even begun to think the tumor might not come back, that we might beat this back with all we'd been doing. But now I knew Seamus was going to lose his eye. The vet made arrangements for the surgery 2 days later, and just like that, I was back in a vet's office, waiting for the results of a cancer surgery and wondering where we'd gone wrong. Maybe the diet and supplements and exercise were why he had 9 months instead of 9 days. Or maybe they didn't change a thing. Or maybe we'd irritated the eye and shortened the timeline. Who knew? Whoever knew with cancer? I tried to distract myself from the worry and the anger by flipping through magazines in the waiting room. I'd come early so I could take Seamus home the moment he recovered enough to leave. I didn't want to be stuck in traffic while he waited for me to come get him.
"Ms. Ryan?"
I stood and walked toward the receptionist. "Yes, that's me."